I was brought up in a time when we didn't talk about much in the home. Not really. Certainly not anything that truly mattered. Anything that might have explained or fixed the unanswered questions. In my home, silence was generally the rule. There were moments of light, sure. But mostly, it was sad. It was uncomfortable at times. I recall that cracking noise inside my head, made by those invisible eggshells I walked on. And like so many households back then, things happened. Things we didn't have words for. But they still happened. They reshaped me. Shaped and reshaped many of us without our consent, even without our knowledge. Secrets. Secrets we never should have had to keep. Responsibilities heavy on young shoulders. Betrayal, gaslighting, shame, fear, dysfunction. No, we didn't know those words. Couldn't name them. But pain doesn't need a name to leave its mark. For women especially, I think we learned early on to hold it in, to bury it. But rage doesn't disappear. It just waits. It simmers, deep in the chest, in the gut, until it's triggered. Triggered by being dismissed. Triggered by a memory playing out again in real time. By being silenced. By being told we're too loud, too assertive, too aggressive, too emotional. God forbid, too much. It's as if we don't get a say in our own lives, a right to our anger, our sorrow, our story. But we do. We always did. And let's be clear. Disrespecting, denying women isn't neutrality. It's suppression. Denying or silencing our stories is harmful. Recently, I was talking with a wonderful friend of mine. She was remembering a moment from childhood, 8 or 9 years old, sitting at the family table. Her sibling dominated the conversation yet again. And something inside her, quiet but certain, rose up. She didn't yell. She didn't throw a fit. She simply stood up on her chair and said 3 words. It's my turn. That line stuck with me. Those 3 words I think of so often. Because really, that's what this scribbling is about. For me, for us, for all the women who've spent decades wanting to say it. Say it. It's my turn now.